Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Glad to be back with you. And I'm wondering what you've been thinking about this whole notion of video games having an impact on our brains. Have you made a decision as to whether you think they do or not? And if you've concluded that they do have an impact, have you decided whether the impact is mostly positive or mostly negative? A lot of you were with us last week when we had Medical News Today get us started with this conversation about video games in our brains. And I promise you that we would resume that discussion today, so I'm keeping that promise. Now, here is the $64,000 question again. I brought this up twice last week, with one of those times being last Saturday. So that means at least a week has gone by since we last brought this up. So let me ask again to refresh the memories of those of you who heard this part of the conversation before, and to just bring this to mind for those of you who may have missed the conversation before. We only talked about this a short while, so we're going to go much further into the discussion today. But let me start with this review question. How many hours are video gamers collectively spending in front of their screens with just video games? Now, don't think about social media. Don't think about Instagram. Don't think about Facebook. Don't think about reading the news on the internet. In other words, don't think about every reason that we have to be looking at our screens. I want you to narrow it down to one activity: video games. So again, when it comes to just video games, how many hours are we collectively spending in front of our screens? I know some of you remember because the number astounded you, just like it astounded me and still astounds me. 3 billion hours each week. That's just gaming. $3 billion every week. I'm sorry, 3 billion hours every week. Just video games. And so scientists are now, again, really trying to discover what kind of impact that has on our brains. Because you can imagine, it would be one thing to just say, okay, people play video games. And I'm saying people, as a group, people play video games. And we would wonder if it has an impact on their brains. But when you're talking about people watching, playing video games 3 billion hours every week, I'm sure we can all understand that there's a legitimate reason to ask the question, does it have any kind of impact on our brains? Again, more than 150 million people in America play video games on a regular basis or for at least 3 hours each week. 150 million people just in America. The average American gamer, who remembers what the age is? The age of the average American gamer. This really surprised me because I would have thought the average American gamer's age would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 to 22 years of age. I would have been wrong. The average age is 35 years old, with 72% of gamers 18 or older. For video game use by children, about 71% of parents indicate that video games have a positive influence on their child's life. That caught me by surprise. I would have expected more like 20% or less of parents. Please note now, this is not the children themselves saying that video games have a positive influence on them. 71% of parents who buy the video games for their children say that the video games have a positive influence on their children's lives. Now, you know what I'm wondering? Do these parents point to specific positive outcomes that they noted that occurred only after their children began playing the video games? Is there a possibility that the parents are just kind of trying to, you know, convince themselves that, hey, I spent $300 on this game. I'm going to say it's having a positive impact, even if I can't mention one positive impact. I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm just asking. I'm just putting some options in the hat. Is that the reason that that percentage of parents saying that video games have a positive impact on their children is so high? Or, like I said, are these parents able to point to specific positive outcomes that they know had specifically to do with the video game and not something else? Video games sales continue to increase year after year. I mentioned to you that in 2014, sales went from $21.4 billion to $24.5 billion in 2016. Now, this is something I want to repeat. This is something that also amazed me, still amazes me. We have 71% of parents saying that video games have a positive influence on their children's lives. But the three best-selling video games are about violence and theft. Call of Duty, Infinite Warfare, Battlefield 1, and Grand Theft Auto 5. Now, I should point out that I'm not saying, because they haven't indicated this, that these three games make up for the majority of the cases where parents say the games are having a positive influence on their lives. I don't know where these three games would fall in there, but I do know 71% of parents are saying that video games have a positive influence on their children's lives, and the top three best-selling video games of 2016, out of those three, two focus on violence, another focuses on theft with some violence mixed in. These games fall more specifically into the first-person shooter or action-adventure genres. The top two genres accounted for 27.5% and 22.5% of sales, respectively. First-person shooter and action genres often stand accused of stirring aggression and causing violence and addiction. And we definitely have some professionals who make that claim. Where do the parents fall with that? Do the parents strongly disagree with the notion that action genres and first-person shooter genres relate to the stirring of aggression, violence, and addiction? Decades of research examining video game and violence, these reporters are saying, have failed to reach consensus among scientists. They're saying that scientists have not been able to find a causal link between playing video games and acts of violence in the real world. So again, now notice what they're comparing here. The playing of video games that are violent in nature and acts of violence in the real world. Now, again, keep this in mind. They're not saying that games that focus on violence do relate to acts of violence in the real world. They're not saying that acts of violence on the games do not correlate to acts of violence in the real world. What they're saying is there's no consensus among the scientists. You have some scientists, quite a few scientists saying, nope, there's no correlation. You have quite a few scientists say there's a strong correlation. A growing body of evidence, however, shows that video gaming in general can affect the brain. And furthermore, video gaming actually causes changes in many regions of the brain. Now, stay with us here, because this is significant. Video gaming affecting the brain and causing changes in many regions of the brain. So, scientists have recently collected and summarized results from 116 scientific studies to determine how video games can influence our brains and behaviors. Their findings were published in Frontiers in Human Neuroscience. And here's one of the things that Marcus Palaus, first author of the review, says they found. Games have sometimes been praised or demonized, but often without real data backing up the claims, whether praised or otherwise. Moreover, gaming is a popular activity, so everyone seems to have strong opinions on the topic. So you see what he's getting at there. Gaming is a popular activity. And so since it's popular, you're going to have people who are going to make positive comments about it because it's popular. You're going to have people to make negative comments about gaming since it's so popular. But by looking at all research to date, Palaus and his team aimed to observe whether any trends had emerged with regard to how video games impact the structure of the brain as well as the activity of the brain. And some of you may recall how I've had discussions in the past where I pointed out that drug use changes the structure of the brain as well as the activity of the brain. And so now, again, they're observing whether any trends had emerged with regard to how video games impact the structure of the brain and the activity of the brain. A total of 22 of the reviewed studies explored structural changes in the brain, and 100 studies analyzed changes in the brain's functionality and behavior. So again, look at what they're noticing. They want to discover how the brain is changed in its form, in its structure. But they also wanted to take a look at ways that the brain changes and functionality and behavior. The results of the studies indicate that playing video games not only changes how our brains perform, but also playing video games changes the way our brains are structured, the way they're literally formed. For example, video game use is known to affect attention. The studies included in the review show that video game players display improvements in several types of attention, including sustained attention and selective attention. Furthermore, the regions of the brain that play a role in attention are more efficient in gamers compared with non-gamers, and they require less activation to stay focused on demanding tasks. Now, one of the things that I want you to keep in mind as we explore their findings is whether we're going to be hearing about positive impacts on the brain or negative impacts on the brain or both. And that'll help us keep an open mind. I really do want us to look for that. I want us to determine at the end of this discussion, will they have shared with us positive impacts on the brain, negative impacts on the brain, or both, some positive and some negative impacts of gaming on the brain. So, keep that in mind now. Stay with us as we go. I don't want us to close our minds to the possibilities because we hear something from the outset that, you know, just doesn't go the way we want the discussion to go. Let's follow it up. Evidence demonstrates that playing video games increases the size and competence of parts of the brain responsible for visual spatial skills. That's a person's ability to identify visual relationships among objects and spatial relationships among objects. How far are they from each other? How close are they to each other? Etc. Notice now a change in structure. Evidence demonstrates that playing video games increases the size, but now also the functionality, the competence of parts of the brain responsible for the visual spatial skills. In long-term gamers and individuals who had volunteered to follow a video game training plan, the right hippocampus was enlarged. Researchers have discovered that video gaming can be addictive, so we're going to go to that. But before we look into that further, let me ask you this. Those of you who have been playing video games for some length of time, have you discovered that you seem to have a greater ability to stay on task for longer periods of time? And if so, do you attribute that to the fact that you spend so much time playing video games? Or do you think there's something else involved? You know, one of the things that happens, for example, maybe some of you also listen to good quality music, and you listen to it quite often. Good music is said by scientists to have the ability to help change and improve the way the brain is structured and the way it performs. Is that part of what's been going on? Now, I'm not saying video games had nothing to do with it. Again, I want us to just explore this as openly and as thoroughly as we can. Evidence demonstrating that video games increases the size and competence of the hippocampus. Now, how about this? Researchers have discovered that video gaming can be addictive, and this is known as internet gaming disorder. Internet gaming disorder. The addictive part of video gaming. And in gaming addicts, there are functional and structural changes in the neural reward system. So here we go. We were talking about increases in size and competence of parts of the brain, especially the hippocampus, due to video games being played. And now we're hearing about change in function and structure again. A group of structures associated with feeling pleasure, learning, and motivation. These are affected in gaming addicts. Exposing video game addicts to game-related cues that cause cravings. Beginning to see why I made that comparison a little while ago to video gaming and drug use. Exposing video game addicts to game-related cues that cause cravings, where they begin to crave playing the game. Do drug addicts sometimes experience craves to use the drugs? Exposing video game addicts to game-related cues that cause cravings and monitor their brain responses highlights the fact that changes are seen in other addictive disorders. And so they're seeing some similarities between the impact of addictions of drugs and other things like pornography and addiction to gaming. All right. So again, those of you who game quite a bit, what do you think? And I'm just asking you, what do you think? Do you or someone you know seem to be exhibiting some traits that may signal an addiction to gaming? Maybe.